My next guest was the governor of Virginia from 1998 to 2002. He was also President Trump's ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. He's been out there at the forefront of a lot of these big issues in this country for years. And he says the United States could face an existential threat if we don't stop Vladimir Putin where he is. The need to pass this Ukraine aid bill, which passed over the weekend, and why isolationism, easy for me to say, is dangerous for the United States. Governor, thank you for being here. I'll be straight with you here. I'm not convinced yet that we need to spend $174 billion in Ukraine, or even half of that. Most Americans don't accept the idea that we should be spending $174 billion in Ukraine. Why am I wrong?
Well, first of all, we'll have to check the numbers. The last time I looked, the number was not that high. But this new bill may have pushed it up to that number, and
that's
thank goodness.
$113 billion plus $61 billion gives us $174. We can worry about the numbers later. But tell me why I'm wrong, because look, Ukraine's not a member of NATO. They're not a historical ally of America. They're one of the most corrupt nations on earth, historically speaking, and I've got lots of evidence for that. I start with Hillary Clinton and proceed with Joe Biden. But tell me where I'm wrong.
If that is really your position, you are wrong. And that's because this is a existential threat to the United States because it threatens Europe. I was there as ambassador in Vienna on behalf of President Trump in the United States. And I know that what I've seen, and that is that Ukraine is an independent country. If Putin is in a position to conquer that country by force, violence, and atrocity, that will be a new message that is sent not just throughout Europe, but throughout the world. The United States is not going to be able to win this ongoing conflict alone. We're going to have allies, and we have allies all the way through Eastern Europe and Western Europe. If that conquest is successful, that sends a message into Europe that maybe they need to be a little more neutral about the United States. And the United States has to have Europe in order to be able to win the conflict. Furthermore, it's a message in the Pacific also that China will then recognize that we're not standing up for what is right. And we're not standing up for people, our allies, and for people's liberties. And at that point, that encourages that war. And if you look back at World War II, Steve, it's just perfectly obvious that the United States has never allowed a foreign hostile power to dominate Europe and the Pacific, and certainly not at the same time.
Well, sure we did. In fairness, Governor, the war started in September 1, 1939. We didn't engage in the war until January of 42, really, to be fair. And in fairness here, Ukraine's not a NATO member. They're not a traditional ally. They are in a war with Russia that's gone on for 15 or 20 years in the eastern provinces. And my best guess is Russia's going to take those provinces. Ukraine has no chance of winning this war. Governor, Ukraine has no chance to win this war. You can stop Russia in the eastern provinces, and then we're going to send $500 billion from America to rebuild Ukraine. That's why people are angry.
First of all, I think we're going to probably use Russian money in order to rebuild Ukraine, but that's really not the point. The point here is the geopolitics of this, and the conquest of Ukraine by force changes all the rules and everything that's going on worldwide. And look, you can't just simply say, well, they're not a NATO member, so we don't have any national interest there. We do have national interest there. We have national interest worldwide, and we certainly have national interest in Europe. And the point is not whether they're a NATO member or not. We certainly have a treaty obligation to NATO powers, but our own self-interest requires that we think about what's going on in places like Ukraine. If Ukraine is conquered by force, that's only the beginning. Putin's not going to stop. He said he's not going to stop. His goal is not just simply to conquer Ukraine, arrest everybody there that isn't for him, and murder people, which he will do, which he has been doing. That's not really his objective. His objective is the reassembly of the Russian Empire.
Well, I don't believe that's going to happen. I'll be honest. Let me jump in there. Crimea was taken in 2012. Didn't precipitate a global conflict of any sort. I don't believe Russia has the military capacity to go beyond those provinces. This has been proven for more than 2 years now. Everybody, when this started, I think you thought, like I did, the war would be over in a couple of weeks. Russia would conquer Ukraine. It wouldn't take very long. It's been over 2 years now. They've not been able to beat the JV team. They're not going into Poland. They're not going into France. They're not going to go into a NATO country like Lithuania or Estonia. They're just not going to do it.
Not today, but they've got plenty of time. This is a long-term project. Hitler didn't conquer Europe in a day either. He went over into Munich. He got the defeatists to sell out to him. Then at that point, he began to move forward in a certain way. And that is exactly what we can expect from Russia. That's exactly what Putin says he's going to do. We don't have to be mysterious about this. You just read his articles about this and all of his statements, and that's what he says he's going to do. In the meanwhile, listen, you can't take this for granted whatsoever. His goal on day one was, in fact, to do exactly that. He sent his troops over directly towards Kyiv, but because of United States intelligence and because of preparation, no, he wasn't able to do that conquest the way that he wanted to do it. But the point is that now he intends to do it, and that is what his plan is. And we have to simply say that this is the moment when you can stop this. Otherwise, Steve, we're going to be in a big war, because sooner or later, as he continues to proceed, the United States will figure out the way that we did just before World War II, that our interests are at stake. And at that point, we're going to end up having to do one of two things. That is surrender like weak people.
Well, weakness in the White House, I'll give you, Governor. That's a problem. It is a problem. But Vladimir Putin's been in power for, what, 15 years now, give or take. And, sure, you know, Hitler went from 1933 to 1939 and engaged Poland and invaded on September 1, 1939, 6 years hence. I don't think there's comparison. I don't like these comparisons between Russia and Hitler. I think that they're a stretch. And here's the thing. This is a country that we live in that's $35 trillion in debt. People do not like this deal. American citizens do not like this deal. And I've not heard a pressing argument yet. China is a much bigger threat to America than is Russia today. Am I wrong about
China
that?
China's a long-term threat, Steve, to be sure. And we have to pay attention to that. But the immediate threat is Europe. The immediate threat is Europe. That's where the war is. That's where the fighting is going on. That's where people are dying. And that's the essential first step to Putin's plan, a plan that's not secret. He's got it out there for everybody to see. Meanwhile, I can tell you that our allies, both in Eastern Europe and in Western Europe, understand this. I was just in the Baltics myself. They understand precisely. Their basic position is we see what's going on. We expect that the Russians are going to invade the Baltics. If they do that, and they, by the way, they're smart.
Well, that's
people.
An Article 5. That's an Article 5 issue, right? If they go to the Baltics, it's an Article 5 issue, and they engage all of NATO. I don't think they do that, Governor. I'll be square with you. I don't think that happens. I'll give you the last word here. It's been a good conversation, but I'll give you the last word.
You're betting your life on it. I can tell you that. You're betting your life on it. And I don't think it's a good bet based on what we're seeing right now in Ukraine and in Europe.
Fair enough, Governor. I appreciate you being blunt. I like that. You haven't convinced me yet, but you've made me think about it, so I appreciate that. I think that's what people need to do. We need to have more conversations about this and talk about what the ramifications are, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for your leadership, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. You have a Governor Jim Gilmore. He was a governor of Virginia. And I wanted to get to the question because I still don't know. I'm not clear on where Donald Trump is on this, right? Because we were told he was against the war, but now I've been hearing from Lindsey Graham and others that Donald Trump actually favored the money to go to Ukraine as long as it was a loan. What's true? What's not? That's the question every day here, isn't it? What's true? What's not? We try to sort it out for you. I'll take a break. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
Developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out, it may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9444.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.